Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another version of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. So I'm here to talk to you this evening, it's evening where I'm at anyway, talk to you this evening about a couple of more great plugins from WordPress. And this evening we're going to be covering the letters D and E because, well, after all, we're finished up C last time. The reason we're going to do two of them, of course, is letter D. That was a bit of a toughie to find a decent plugin that would work, and I ran across one, and it's quite a simple one. It's simply going to create a cool little drop cap letter for your podcast or your podcast for your posts or pages on your website. And you can also determine pages or posts that it should not show up on. So it's actually pretty cool. So we'll be covering that. Add that cool factor to your website. For E, I will be covering an Events Manager plugin. And I have actually been looking for an Events Manager plugin for quite some time and been unable to locate one that was decent. I tried out probably 10, 15 of them. And, finally I found one that's pretty good. And we'll be talking about that here this evening. So, twist my tongue inside out and bounce it up and down. Alrighty. Alright, the first one we're going to be covering is called Drop Cap. So as I was saying, the first one we're going to be talking about is called Drop Cap. Or Drop Caps, actually. It's created by Thomas Milbourne, and it's a pretty cool little plugin. Gives a pretty cool feature for it. It's very simple to use. First thing you do, of course, is you go into your administration area of your WordPress website, and you go to the plugins menu and you click on Add New, and then you do a search for Drop Caps, two separate words. And once you find it, go ahead and install it, activate it, and there's really only a couple of adjustments for it. And the adjustments you'll find under the settings menu for Drop Caps. Click on that, bring up the menu for the Drop Caps plugin. And this is where you can enable or disable the Drop Caps plugin. You can put it in the content, your excerpts. You can enable it for your main page, single posts, pages, search results, feeds, attachments, all the archives. And you can also style it using the built-in CSS, or you can go customize it with your own CSS and create your own really cool drop cap. Like the one they create for you here is actually kind of nice. It's black, shaded, really bold, and stands out quite nicely. But if you're into creating your own CSS, it shouldn't take you very long to change the color, change the shade, you know, start playing with it around. And below that is the exclude section. Now when I put it up on my website, you can see it's on my website. It's got the first letter of my podcast post here that you're looking at. And it's got that first letter nicely stylized. But what I found was I had one page in here where I've got my website portfolio standing up. And the way that portfolio page is designed, it actually made it look pretty ugly with the drop cap. So I had to exclude that post from having a drop cap on it, and it actually worked quite nicely to exclude it. So that's pretty much it for drop caps. Once you've put that in there, play with it a bit, have fun, give your website just a little bit of that cool stylized look. And that's it. So you can check out the notes in here, and we've got some links to the where you can download the plugin if you're into downloading and installing it. And you can also check out the author's website, and if you find you like it, don't forget to support them. Give them a donation, a few bucks here and there. They always like that. So we're going to get on and get moving with the next plugin. The next plugin is a bit more of a heavy-handed plugin, and this plugin here being the Events Manager plugin. And this Events Manager plugin has one I've been looking for quite some time. It's actually a fork of the Events Manager. This one's called Events Manager Extended, and I've actually used the original Events Manager trying out many different Events Manager plugins. I've been looking for one that actually did a good job of showing the event, creating a map, allowing people RSVP for the event. You wait for approvals. It does a whole lot of things. I don't think it takes payments yet, but I imagine that's probably one of the features I bet he's working on. You might contact the author. His name is Frankie Van Liderike. I think I got that right. I might have just mangled his last name. Well, if he stumbles upon this, hopefully he forgives me for it. So at any rate, what you do is, as usual, go into your plugins menu, click on Add New, search for Events Manager Extended, and you're looking for version 3.2.7 currently as I'm doing this podcast. It may be further developed as you get along. So just download, install it. Once it's installed, as usual, click on Activate. And once it's all activated and set up, it's going to create a whole new menu for you down the left-hand column. And this one's going to be for under events. And what he's done here, according to some of his notes, and this looks like an actually well-documented plugin. He's got a full documentation of this plugin over at edynamics.be/WordPress. And at any rate, what he's done here is he's created a separate class for this plugin instead of creating it as posts. And like he says in his notes, if you want something that is separate posts, you might want to try one of the other great plugins out there for events, if you can find one. So anyway, the first thing, of course, you have to do is you have to do some settings on this. So drop into the settings menu and click on the settings menu. And we're gonna go from top to bottom through this event manager options here. So you're going to use drop down for locations. I would say yes. Without it, that means location selector is slower. And you have to go create. If you do say yes, you have to go create all your locations separately in the location area. If you say no, you can add new locations as you go along. So six of one, half dozen of the other. I like the drop down because I create the locations for most of my areas already. So you can also have it use a reoccurrence so that if it's a reoccurring event, it will automatically do that for you, save you some time. Use RSVP to enable the RSVP feature so people can register for an event and book places. Use categories, of course. This is so you can sort everything out into proper categories. Attributes. You have to go in and create your own attributes. And Google Maps has to be set up. Now it's also going to create your events on the events page. If you don't want that, go create yourself a new page and then come back here and set that page. Show events in the page list. Well, this is actually being depreciated, so just ignore it. It's set to no. And display calendar in events page. Now this is up to you. I've tried it both ways. The default is to have a list on the events page. And it's recommended to not display the calendar and widget on a calendar page. So I've tried it with the calendar and I kind of like that, so I suggest using that. Now comes the next bit. This is where you have to format the output of your page and what you want. And this is kind of important. I mean, the default settings aren't nothing. It gives you the date, the name, the town. It doesn't tell you anything else. Now, you have to use the short codes, and he gives you a nice list of them down underneath here. And you need to add in the short codes you intend to use. Like if you're going to have your event page show up or your location page show up, you can put that here. Now the other thing further down is the default for a single event page format once somebody clicks on an event. Now what you want to do here is you want to add in probably about four or five items here. And what you're going to add in here real quickly is you're going to add in the Google map because you want the map to show up for it. It just says map. Now if you want people to contact you, you can put the contact name and phone number in there, depending on what you're going to do. Now you can also put the add the booking form in here. this is useful. This is so people can actually book your event if it has an RSVP in it. You can also put directions just above the Google map. This is a great idea here, because then what happens is once they see the map, they can type in their address and get instant address or instant directions from Google Maps to where they're going. You can also put in their categories and attendees. So you can have the number of attendees that will actually be at this event. And there's a few others. As you go through here, you might want to play with them, adjust them up and down. You can change the title of the events page. Further down, you can play with the calendar format. You can also go down further and play with the location page format. And this allows people, when they look up the location, gets all the details of what's happening. And further down, there is the RSS feed information that goes out, because this plugin here sends out RSS feeds, and it also sends out an iCal feed for those that have an iCal, so they can get your information quickly, easily, and stay up to date with it. And then below, you can set up and control the RSVP registrations and bookings for this plugin. And once this plugin is all tweaked to your liking, just go through all these different all these different lines here and tweak each item. Like I said, pop over to his documentation. It's well documented for all of this stuff in here. You can also set it up so that when it sends out email, how it's going to set up email. It's set to default of SMTP, but I prefer to use the PHP mail function in all my stuff. That makes it cleaner, faster, more effective. And it also limits the size of the images that will show up. So once you've gone through all of those, simply save your changes. And then what we'll do is, one of the things you'll have to do next is you will have to go and create a new menu item. If you're using WordPress 3, which hopefully you are, you have to create a new menu item in one of your menus for the events page to show up, of course. Nothing worse than you create something and go, how come nobody can get to it from my front page? So what you got to do is go create a new menu item. And easy enough, WordPress 3, just go to your new list of pages. And in that list of pages will be your new events one. Simply click it, add it to your menu. Adjust it in your menu where you want it. Up, down, submenu, however you want it. Save your menu. And you're good to go. Now you'll want to go in here. They've put a few default items in there for you so that you can have some sample data to play with from the time it's set up. So you're going to need to want to go in there and clear that data out. And of course, to do that, simple enough, just go down to the events menu, go click on edit for events, and it will list up the three sample events that he's placed in there. Highlight them all, and delete them all, and bulk toss them, because we don't need his events in my calendar. Now what you need to do is you need to go adjust the locations that exist. Now he gives you three locations, all located over in Europe. I don't need those ones, so I'm going to toss them, same as before. Click them out. Now, of course, I need some here because I'm, of course, located in Victoria, BC, so I'm going to add Victoria to my list here. And, of course, one of the big things I use here in Victoria is, of course, I teach a WordPress course over at Shoreline Community. So my location address will be for the Shoreline Community School, which I will put in here. And let me get that typed in real quick. So anyway, we get that address typed in there for Shoreline Community School. And, of course, the location town is Victoria, BC. We don't have an image for it right now, so we will skip that at the moment. You can insert a whole bunch of stuff and just add your location. So once that's done, that means that when you use that location in here, when you create an event, and, of course, now you need to go create some categories. Now, first category I'm going to put in here, of course, is WordPress training. And then you need to go in and create the people who manage things in here. Nope, that's just for people when they respond. Okay, and now you need to go create a new post, is what you need to create in here. So you simply click on Add New. And of course, first thing you do is give it an event. Now next Saturday, the 13th, I have an advanced WordPress training course. And for that, I put in date. Now this thing's got a really beautiful pop-up for the date. It's fantastic. And the course runs from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Now you can also go in here and set single event title format. So you can change that. You can sync the event format. You can customize the format here for this outside of the default settings that you already set. And the details, of course, and how I'm going to grab the details is I'm just going to grab it right off of my training website or training post here, which has all the details of that. And we're just going to plug that right in there. And why type if you don't have to? Okay, so anyway, once you get that all set up, simply submit the event, and you're good to go. And if you need to adjust it, change it, you just go click back in there and go down and edit it. Now, you might want to remember over on the side to set the author of the event, which is usually yourself, contact person, which is usually yourself. Now, this one here, I don't offer an RSVP, but I'm going to stick it into the category for WordPress training. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You've got the events calendar set up. And now it's on my website, up in the top, list the event, WordPress training course. When people click on it, brings up the event, tells them where it's at, and you see the drop cap there. Well, you won't see it by the time you get into this because I will have fixed this issue with it. So I'm going in to correct that issue right now. So anyway, that's it for this week's edition of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And so you have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're located on the globe. So this has been John Overall for WordPress Plugins from A to Z.